You know, these songs help each of us to be reminded every day of God's great love for us and how He wants us to become like Him. Oh, to be like Thee, blessed Redeemer. I want to talk to you tonight about the subject of happiness and whether or not you really deserve it. You know, people say sometimes to one another, well, you deserve to be happy. A lot of people have come to believe that they deserve a lot of things in this life. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes people feel like they deserve handouts from the government. There are those who believe that the government owes them a living for some reason or another. People often claim that they deserve better in life. I think one of the reasons that people are in a mad pursuit for happiness is because they really don't understand what happiness is about anyway. Not real happiness. Everybody's trying to pursue it, aren't they? Several years ago, there was a song about, and we sing it all the time, generally here, a lot of times anyway, sing and be happy. We want everybody to be happy. There's a song that says, everybody will be happy over there. Well, the reason sometimes people are not happy, it really is because people do not know how to really secure happiness in their life. And in reality, the very meaning of the word happiness. The Bible gives a definition, however, and how we obtain it in the book of Psalms 1 and verse 1. David said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord. That's verse 2. And in his law will he meditate both day and night. Now, that's how you obtain happiness, isn't it? Happiness does not really come from external things. A lot of people believe it does. And we're going to talk about that tonight. But notice that word blessed is akin to the word makarios, actually in the New Testament, where Jesus gave what we call the Beatitudes, and every one of them began with that word. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the peacemakers. Well, Jesus is just simply saying that all of those people can find happiness in their endeavor to honor God. But some people believe that happiness is dependent, and it generally is with a lot of folks, on three things in life that we often fail to recognize. We're going to talk about those in a minute. But someone has appropriately said that my self-worth and value is not dependent on anything external, and it never will be. It won't. Sometimes people have to wake up in the morning and decide whether or not this is going to be a good day or not. You know, I think every day is a great day. I'm like David in the Old Testament. This is the day the Lord hath made, and I'll rejoice and be glad in it. He wasn't talking about Sunday only. As a matter of fact, he's talking about every day of the week. You'll remember that the Jewish people honored every day, but the seventh day, the Sabbath, was a very sacred day to them. And I'm not real sure that's what David said. I think he's talking about everything. When he said, this is the day that the Lord hath made or fashioned, and I will be happy and I will rejoice in it. There was a survey made not too long ago on the subject of happiness and really what determined happiness. I think this came from a Harris poll also. But 50% of people that are happy genetically. They are. That's just the way they are. 40% said that it was based upon the actions of other people and the thoughts of other people. And 10% said it was based upon external things. That is, if I had a lot of money, I could be happy. Or, if I had a lot of things in life that other people have, then I could really be excited about living and really be happy. And so people are in this mad craze for happiness simply because they do not understand what it is. I went and made a survey this week on the 20 happiest countries around our world. Now, this is really staggering to me. If you were to go through this list up here, you would recognize that the United States of America is not there. But many of these nations, think about that, Costa Rica, Mexico, Colombia, Panama, Bangladesh, Thailand, Spain, Uruguay, Albania, El Salvador, all of these nations that we look at sometimes and we say that they are in a state of poverty in some ways, but why is it that they have come to be happy in life? And yet in America, we're the richest nation in all of God's creation. And so many people that are so unhappy. There are a lot of myths, actually, about happiness that people believe that only lead to more unhappiness. It really does. I want you to, first of all, recognize that happiness, some people say it's deserved, is it or not? I don't think happiness is deserved by anyone. Now, some people say, well, I deserve to be happy. God wants me to be happy. I want someone to show me in the Bible where God ever said, I want you to be happy. Do you know God never even said that at all? He didn't. And I can tell you one thing for sure. Happiness is not deserved. It is not. Factually speaking, a lot of people on television, if you go to television, they'll tell you, yeah, you deserve all these things. You deserve a better life financially. You deserve a better life materially speaking. But does God really say that? Our Constitution says that every individual has that inalienable right to pursue happiness, and that is true. But when we talk about pursuing happiness, what do we really mean by that? Does the Constitution say that we deserve it? No, doesn't say that at all. It doesn't. But you can combine what people think about the Constitution with what they're saying out in Hollywood. And, a lot of people have come to believe that they deserve this happiness or this euphoria that a lot of people say that they do. But the problem is with thinking you deserve something at all. Do you realize that you and I do not deserve anything? Now, you can almost justify in your mind the idea of going and trying to secure it. And that's why people say there are no limits on what I'm going to do. If I deserve to be happy, then I'm going to do anything in the world I can to make me happy. But secondly, the Bible never tells you that you deserve it. You don't. I don't deserve it. I don't. I don't deserve the blessings of God, and God blesses me every day. He blesses you every day, but you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it by any stretch of the imagination. The Bible says even of our salvation, we didn't earn it. We didn't deserve it. For by grace you save through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. And everything that we have comes as a gift from our Father who is in heaven. Let me tell you, happiness is really a state of mind. Abraham Lincoln was right when he said that a man is about as happy as he makes up his mind to be. It is an inside job, isn't it? It is. And if you think tonight that you deserve happiness, you need to delete that from your mind. Get rid of it. Because it is not biblical. The idea that we deserve happiness is a lie from hell itself. And it will cause you to be miserable. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you look at other people, and you see people sometimes that are more blessed in terms of the wealth of the world or in terms of physical things or maybe material things, then it really bothers you because you think God has left you out. And you begin to say, well, you know what? God just hadn't blessed me, and I don't know why God hadn't blessed me. And we become even more unhappy. And you know what? The devil is causing you to do that. He tries to impregnate your mind with these kinds of concepts. And so we need to really know the difference between what is fake and what is real. You don't deserve it. That's the bottom line. Now, there are some things that happiness does not depend upon. Let's think about that for a few minutes. Some believe that happiness is dependent, and usually it's upon these three things that we have mentioned in a sense. But the self-worth, as I said a moment ago, is not dependent on anything external. What happiness, listen to this, what happiness is not dependent on? I can develop a state of mind if I don't have the wealth of the world. I can have a happy mind if even things are not going well, if circumstances are not just right in my life. But here they are. Number one, it is not dependent on what I have. I've heard people say, well, if I just had a new house like everybody else had, well, you know, I'd be happy. Or if I had a new car, then that's what's going to make me happy. Or if I had a lot of money, then I could be happy. But isn't it amazing the way people rationalize in their mind that these are the things that create happiness within us? In Luke chapter 12, Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses. You could just safely say from this passage that Christ is trying to make us aware that the happiness that we want in life's not, hey, it's not focused on these material or transient things. They're here today and they're gone tomorrow. But some people are addicted to things, and they feel like they just got to have them. And so they say, well, it creates my happiness. Well, it really doesn't. It may create a state of euphoria for just a moment. You know, if it takes things to make you happy, what will it take to make you happy tomorrow? If you got what you think in your mind would produce happiness, what would it take to produce that happiness tomorrow? Happiness does not depend on the cooperation of other people. I've had people say, well, you know, I'm just so unhappy, I just can't get along with so-and-so. Or they're just so unwilling to cooperate. And people say, well, if people would be more cooperative in life, then I could be happy. You know, I think about the Apostle Paul and his great life. And everywhere that Paul went, people were not cooperating with the proclamation of the gospel of Christ. The Jews were trying to take him out continually. Sometimes even members of the church didn't cooperate. But sometimes people say today, well, if everybody just go along with me and get along with me, then I could be happy. Hey, that will never, ever happen. It will not. I've heard people say, well, if my wife will just quit nagging me, I'll be happy. If my husband would just be more understanding, or if my kids would just, or if the people at the church would just do right, etc., then I can be happy and feel fulfilled in my life. I have learned in this life that people will let you down. How many of you have ever had friends that let you down? You know what I'm talking about? You've been around people sometimes and you thought they were real close friends and people that loved you and that people would be there for you. And then you soon learn that people will let you down in life. But God never will. He won't. He will always be there. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews chapter 13, and he said, lo, I'm with you alway, even to the end of the world. Matthew 28 and verse 20. Your problems in life may be big, and you may say sometimes, well, if God would just take away all of my problems, then I could be happy. How many of you realize that every day there's going to be a unique set of problems? I was talking to someone before service this night, and I said, well, how are you getting along? Well, you know, every day brings a new set of problems. And isn't it true in life? But we ought to be happy and delighted that they don't all come at one time. Your problems may be big, but our God is much bigger than the problems that we have in life that often rob us of the happiness that God wants us to have. You can depend upon God because God will always provide. I know that's true. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8, Paul writes, and God can give you more blessings than you need. Think about this one. Every day, if it takes things to make you happy, think about how many things that you've received from God today. Think about what you have. And all of that came from God. It was because of God's favor. And God can give you more blessings than you need. He always does. You know, you've heard people pray the prayer, God, please grant us those things that we need. God meets us at the point of our need, but not our greed. But he gives us, oftentimes, beyond what we actually need in life. The Hebrew writer said that he does give us our needs. All of our needs are met in Christ Jesus, our Lord. But then you will always have plenty of everything, enough to give to every good work. Listen to that. He is true to his promise to never leave us or to forsake us. Sometimes people say that happiness is dependent upon the right circumstances. I say tonight, according to the will of God, that happiness is not dependent upon circumstances. Some people say, well, if I could just get that job, you know, or if I could just live in a certain neighborhood, or if I had good health and I didn't have deteriorating health, then I could be happy. Paul said, I have learned in whatever state I am in, therewith to be content. If my health would improve, people say, well, I'd be happy. Or if my retirement fund would just continue to, you know, go out the roof, then I could be happy in life. Listen to what Paul says again in Philippians 4 and verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am in, therewith to be content. Now, if you look back at Paul's life when he's writing this letter to the Philippian church, Paul had been through difficulty. Maybe there were times when he didn't know where the next meal was coming from. For he says, I have learned to accept want, and I have been there. But he says, there have been times when I had plenty. And I realize that God is the one who is in control of all things. But he says, I've learned wherever I am, whatever is going on in the world, circumstantially, he says, hey, you know what? I can be content. We have to create our happiness. We do. Have you ever heard people bemoan and say, well, if you were going through what I was going through, you wouldn't be happy either. A lot of times misery loves company, doesn't it? No, it is a state of mind. You don't find happiness, but you have to create it. And life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself. It all begins and it ends in your mind. And what you give power to has power over you if you allow it to happen. It's like the Bible teaches that no man can rob us of our joy if we don't want to give it up. Same thing's true with happiness in life, isn't it? But then number four. It does depend. I've told you what it doesn't depend on. It does depend on what Jesus says about happiness and how to find it. There is a way to find genuine and real happiness, And those words are contained in the Word of God. People go out and buy happiness books all the time. How to be more fulfilled. I was reading not long ago, there are more books on the market about how to become happy than any other book that's being sold today. But it's contained right here in the Word of God. And people need to read it. It is a tremendous guide to the happy life. In Matthew 5, verse 3 through 12, notice the words blessed. How often Jesus used these words. The word blessed in the Greek language is that Jesus uses here, that word makarios, actually just means happiness. Happy are the poor in spirit. Happy are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Happy are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Christ isn't talking about a shallow, fleeting, superficial happiness that you get in just a few moments and then it's gone. But Christ is talking about a way of life. He's talking about a state of being, a deep inward joy that you possess and that is there regardless of what someone says. I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes people say, well, I'm just so unhappy because they said something about me. Or I'm so unhappy because they didn't speak to me. Or I'm so unhappy because they left me out. How foolish. If your happiness is based upon what other people do, your happiness is based upon the wrong thing. Some of the circumstances Jesus mentions, listen to him. Blessed are those who have been persecuted, down in verse 10. You ever been persecuted? Blessed are those. How in the world could somebody who's been persecuted be happy? That's what Christ says. Christ says you can do it. God says you can do it. Look at verse 11. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and they persecute you and they say all manner of evil against you falsely. You've been seeing the words being exchanged between Premier Trudeau up in Canada and our President Donald Trump over the last day or two. Both of them hurling insults against one another. You know, the first thing that came to my mind when I was watching that on television is that those are two unhappy people. Because what they're doing is they are allowing someone else to steal that blessed spirit that God came to give. Christ is talking about a happiness that is yours in face of this kind of treatment or behavior of other people. Think about what Jesus did. The Bible says that when he was reviled, listen, he didn't send out a Twitter call. When he was reviled, he reviled not again. But he committed himself unto God. Nothing really, and you've heard this and it's true, worth having ever comes easy. It doesn't. It just doesn't. The Beatitudes are characteristic of kingdom people. People who are pursuing the kingdom and the king, his agenda and not their own. But a lot of people go through life and when someone tells me, well, I'm just unhappy and if I could have all these things, I'd be happy. What you're focused on is the wrong thing. And too many people, listen, our values are more valuable than our valuables. The promises that give them this happiness. Notice what Jesus said. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. That's a promise to who? To those who can be happy in spite of. They shall inherit the earth. They shall be comforted, Jesus says. These are the blessings. And they shall be satisfied. They shall receive mercy. They shall see God, he says. and they shall be called the sons of God. And again, in verse 10, he says it again, theirs is the kingdom of heaven, for your reward is in heaven. So what we have to do is fully rely upon God in heaven. And we need to get real about it and quit playing the game every day and say, well, yeah, I love God and, you know, act like you're a real spiritual giant, and yet something comes along your way and you suddenly lose your happiness, then you've made the mistake. The ones who find happiness are the ones who don't make excuses. Excuses, if broken, listen, they fix it. If it's wrong, they make it right. That's what Daniel Plumber did this morning. When he realized that there was something wrong in his life, he wanted to make it right. Billy Bedford did the same thing. If you want real happiness, you will find it in a relationship and in a fellowship with our Father who is in heaven. There is nothing that will create a greater degree of happiness than fellowship with God. That's why it's so important to become a Christian, because that's the way we have fellowship with God, isn't it? He said, blessed are those that hear the word of God and those that obey it, Luke 11 and verse 28. That's my lesson tonight. I hope it's one that you can take to heart, and that one that you will use this week to really honor and to live your life by. Tonight, if you are a Christian and you've lost that sense of joy and happiness in your life, and it may be because of some of the very things we've talked about here tonight, it would be important for you to make a reconciliation with God. It really is important that perhaps you need to ask for the prayers of the body of Christ here for greater strength, to focus on the right things, and if you're not a Christian, then to come obediently confessing Christ and being baptized tonight for the remission of your sins. And as we sing this song of encouragement, we give you the opportunity to do that as we stand. Let's be standing.